This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the new month on the way, some big-name technology companies plan to jump into the renewed push to overhaul American immigration law. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, along with people from LinkedIn, Groupon, Dropbox, are part of something to be called the Dreamers Hackathon. It's an event designed to connect people who came to the U.S. illegally as children with technology tools and projects to help them push for changes to immigration law. For more on this, let's turn to Stephen Keppel, who covers economics for Spanish language Univision News. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, David.
So give me a sense of why you think these tech companies would get involved.
There are a lot of immigrants in the Silicon Valley. More than half of Silicon Valley startups have at least one immigrant as founder. This is definitely one of the reasons behind their success. You know, there's a lot of different ideas and there's this really entrepreneurial spirit. As well, especially for groups like Facebook and maybe LinkedIn, this is definitely great marketing and great business. Latinos are using social media at higher rates than any other group in the country. They're already a big block and they're, you know, the fastest growing demographic.
And what makes this particularly interesting is that traditionally you'd see tech companies focusing mainly on changing the immigration rules, reforming the immigration rules for more highly skilled and educated workers from overseas, you know, engineers coming in from India, for instance. But this effort at hand seems to go beyond that.
Yeah, it does. You know, I think it's something that's been recent to the last year or two where in some senses they just decided that you can't just go for this one section and say, hey, we're only for highly skilled immigrants. You know, the rest of them, you know, forget about it. And I think their message will resonate much more because it's more inclusive than being just specifically to, you know, the highly skilled immigrants that work in their companies.
So Mr. Zuckerberg at Facebook, and you have some of these other brand names, Groupon, LinkedIn, and so forth. These are significant companies with influence. Do you think this initiative has the capacity to move the needle at all on immigration reform?
It'll be interesting to see how it goes, but I don't think a whole lot is going to change in Washington. A lot of polls show that young people are for immigration reform, but not a whole lot of people are doing anything about it. You have, you know, some groups of immigrants, specifically the Dreamers, who have been very active and have been very savvy in the digital space. I think these companies maybe have seen that or they've seen some other things that have worked and they're saying, like, all right, how do we engage people? You know, they may be able to lay the groundwork for the future of social action in this country, utilizing what they know best, digital media, social media.
Stephen Keppel covers economics for Univision. Stephen, thank you.
It's been a pleasure.